Hello and welcome to our program. We're looking at another in our series on breaking news in the light of Bible prophecy. Jesus said 2,000 years ago, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. In other words, when he comes back. In Noah's day, the Bible says the earth was filled with violence. He says it here twice in this one portion of Scripture. This week we're looking at a lot of violence in the United States, and they're very concerned about more happening in the days ahead. Well, as you look around the world, you'll see violence is increasing in a global situation, and it says very plainly in the Bible, so shall it be. The earth was filled with violence. Now, we have that today. There's an alarming increase in global violence in recent years. If we can't see that, we can't see anything. Wars in the past 90 years have killed more people than during the previous 500 years combined. An estimated 203 million people were killed by wars in the 20th century alone. In the last 10 years, wars claimed the lives of an estimated 2 million children and has disabled another 4 to 5 million children. More than 125,000 violent terror attacks have taken place just since 1970. Studies show that in the United States, a typical child will view more than 200,000 acts of violence, including 16,000 murders on television before he's 18 years old. Television programs display 812 violent acts every single hour. A recent study found that 15% of music videos contain interpersonal violence. Another modern source of violence is the exposure to video games. The Bible says the earth shall be filled with violence. In California, 63% of high schools employ at least one part-time law officer. Now, when I went to school, you just went to school. There was no concern about violence like that. I mean, somebody might have gotten the odd fist fight out in a parking lot or in a schoolyard. 63% of high schools now employ at least one part-time enforcement officer? USA, in the 10 years, 180 school shootings, 356 victims, according to a report by CNN. This is on campuses from kindergarten to grade 12. Since 2009, they say at least 177 of American schools experienced a shooting. School shootings are increasing, they said, and there's no type of community that is spared. In 2009, 5 were killed in schools and 14 injured. In 2010, 4 killed, 7 injured. 2011, 3 killed, 18 injured. 2012, 31 killed, 8 injured. 2013, 6 killed and 11 injured, all in school shootings. 2014, 12 killed, 16 injured. 2015, 3 killed, 22 injured. 2016, 5 killed, 46 injured. 2017, 8 killed and 32 injured. And then in 2018, 37 killed and 68 injured. Jesus said, just before he comes back, violence will fill the land. More than 400,000 people die from murders every year. In some countries, it is one of the leading causes of death. Organized crime is responsible for about 19% of these murders. Jesus said, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. When he's coming back, he said, it's going to be an earth filled with violence. That was prophesied 2,000 years ago and recorded in the Word of God. The World Health Organization has estimated that 1.6 million people met premature and violent deaths in the year 2000. One person is murdered every 60 seconds, and one person dies in armed conflict every 100 seconds in our world today. That means when you sit in church next Sunday morning, if the service goes for an hour, 60 people will have been murdered while you were there. Jesus said, so shall it be just before he comes back. Here is a map of the United States where mass shootings took place in the year 2020. Canadian violence, April 19th, 2020, 16 people were murdered by a madman wearing a police uniform driving a mocked-up police car. August the 10th, 2018, a gunman in Fredericton, New Brunswick murdered two police officers and two civilians. In April the 23rd, 2018, a murderer drove a van along a Toronto sidewalk, killing 10 people and seriously injuring 16 others. January the 29th, 2017, 6 people were killed and 8 injured in Quebec City Mosque. In December the 29th, 2014, in Edmonton, a man shot and killed 6 adults and two young children. June the 4th, 2014, a man killed 3 RCMP officers and wounded 2 others in Moncton, New Brunswick. April the 15th, 2014, 5 young people were stabbed at a house party. March the 3rd, 2005, 4 RCMP officers were murdered in Alberta while investigating a marijuana grow operation. April the 5th, 1996, a murderer killed his wife and 8 other members of the family in Vernon, British Columbia. December the 6th, 1989, a murderer stormed into a classroom in Montreal, asked the men to leave, and then murdered 14 women. September the 1st, 1972, in Montreal, in a nightclub, 37 people were killed and 64 injured. Jesus said, so shall it be. Violence will fill the land just before he comes back. Genesis 6, 11 to 13, the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence. Once again, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. If you're a Christian, here's some good news. He said also, when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. The fulfillment of Bible prophecy, violence shall fill the land. Be sure to be with us for our next episode as we look at headline news in light of Bible prophecy.